Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
ParamountSports.com. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking a little sports gambling. He was 3-3 on this show last Friday. He is 19-11 in his last 6 weeks of appearances here on the program, and he is joining us now. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
Very good. How are you? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. I mean, it turned out I have a quick COVID and gambling story mixed into one for you guys. So, gentleman who works for me on the weekends on Saturday, an attorney, name is Bruce. Well, his last name will remain, we're not going to mention his last name, but he comes in, attorney, and loves to gamble on games, and he'll play 30, 40 college games on a Saturday, and just loves the action. And so I get a message from his wife like 9 days ago. He's in the hospital with COVID pneumonia. And so we're texting back and forth after maybe the second day, and turns out, you know, we're talking about the games, and he's, I think, starting on Sunday, you know, he has a good Sunday, and we're going over the Maction games, and we're on pretty much the same side most of the games. He had a few extra games because he bets a lot of games, and so it turns out he texts me 2 days ago, and he says, I think they're just discharging me then tomorrow, and I said, great. He said, well, I have a problem. I said, what's that? He goes, I won 11 straight games. What do I do? I said, I'm like, I think you got to tell him you're short of breath still. I mean, you got to stay there another day or two. Till the
not try as hard on the oxygen thing.
That is great, man. The superstition of a gambler will supersede anything. That is awesome. All right, I want to get through the games real quick here because we have limited time, but let me ask Whittingham. Before I ask you, Lee, I told Whittingham, because he's such a huge soccer fan, that I would allow him to give us a little handicap on the Inter-Miami-Nashville play-in game tonight. Inter-Miami, a big underdog tonight. They're plus 290, Nashville SC plus 100. And Whittingham, who do you got?
Well, I'm looking at the odds on the MLS site. They're about commensurate with what you just gave. But the one thing that I might go for is either picking a draw on your site of choice or predicting the game to go to extra time. I think Nashville SC have played low-scoring affairs. The two games between Inter-Miami and Nashville this season have finished 1-0 and 0-0. Inter-Miami without a key defender and their key striker tonight. So I wonder if they'll try and lock the game down. If I was to make a couple of predictions, I'd go under and I'd go draw this game going to at least extra time. And if you get a little extra for predicting the game to go to penalties, why not? Because I think there's a real chance that this game goes to penalties tonight.
There you go. A little handicapping of MLS. Now we get to the football stuff. So, Lee, FAU is playing tonight. Now, I enjoy some Friday night college football. Gives me a little something to do. FAU is a 33.5-point favorite over UMass. Are you playing this game?
You know, I would normally look at it if the line was under 30. I'd made the line 30, but it's up to 33.5. You know, UMass has played two winning group of five teams, Georgia Southern and Marshall. They lost 41-0 and 51-10. FAU is getting only 114 passing yards per game. We need some action. So we're going to go with the underdog UMass Minutemen here, plus 33.5. And hold our nose.
All right, we'll hold our nose, but we'll have a little bit of action. I have no qualms with that. How about I'm going to ask you a couple since there's no UM game. We know they're on delay here. FSU tomorrow, they are getting 35.5 points from Clemson.
Clemson, I mean, they got to be angry. I mean, losing that game at Notre Dame, then they have an off week. They're getting Trevor Lawrence back, those linebackers. I think they're going to be looking for a scalp here. All you need to know is Clemson beat Georgia Tech 73-7, and Florida State lost to Georgia Tech. FSU's already cycled through four quarterbacks here. They've lost by 32 and 42 points so far this year. Blow out city. Clemson, they need to get in the top four. They're not going to let up. 63-10 over Florida State.
All right, fair enough. And then Crowder's Florida Gators, they are a 31.5 point favorite over Vandy on Saturday.
So no look ahead here. Another team that needs to get into the Final Four, and Florida needs to run up the score. Vandy, 35-point output last week versus Kentucky. I almost did a double and a triple take. Vanderbilt, the problem here, pass defense, number 88. I think their coaching staff is going to get dismissed at the end of the year. Last year, Florida had a 33-12 first down edge and a 560-128-yard advantage. This year, the difference between the teams is even more pronounced. I like Florida big, 60-17.
All right, and then let's look at the Dolphins here. Dolphins play Sunday. They're in Denver. Now, a lot of places aren't taking action right now because you don't know who the Broncos quarterback is going to be. From everything, though, that places are taking action is Dolphins -3. Do you like the Dolphins game?
Yeah, because even if Drew Lock plays, I don't think he's 100%. You know, he's got a rib problem. He's got an interception problem. It's his biggest problem going on here. I think his receivers are decent, but the defensive line I don't think is good enough for the Broncos. They also have some injuries in the defensive backfield. We'll lay the 3. We'll take Miami. I have them winning the game 26-20.
All right, we'll roll with the Dolphins for a little while. Why not? They've been fun. All right, Lee Sterling,
we're not going to play the FIU game, huh?
Well, all right, if you want to give Solana a little bit of love, go ahead. FIU is what, a 7-point underdog to Western Kentucky?
This is my must-miss game of the week. I'm going to take FIU. Western Kentucky's offense is almost as bad as FIU's. We're going to say Western Kentucky wins this game 9-8. We're going to take the points here in FIU.
How do you feel about that prognostication there, Solana?
It was better than last week where you told me FIU had zero chance to beat FAU, and you were right.
Well, he was correct.
Yeah.
He was correct. We won money on that. All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Three picks of your choice, Lee.
We're going to go with 5, and we're gonna run through them. Ohio State laying 20.5 against Indiana. What did they do during the bye week? They didn't play Maryland. Most coaches, you know, they tell kids, hey, play it safe, don't get in trouble, come into the workout room, lift some weights. No, they had an 11-on-11 scrimmage. Ohio State's going to lay a beatdown on undefeated Indiana, 52-21.
All right.
Second college game. Auburn Tigers laying 10 to Tennessee. Tennessee's got a problem. They don't have a quarterback. So they're playing merry-go-round there. They just need more creativity also on offense. Auburn's starting to run the football, 200-plus rushing yards in each of the last four games. What does that equate to? Bo Nix is not throwing interceptions here. Auburn, I think they can get to the mid-30s here, and I don't know if Tennessee can score 20. I think Tennessee is desperate. I just think they're incapable. We're taking Auburn 34-17. Those are the two college football selections.
All right, what are the remaining three?
We're going to go with 2 NFL and then an MMA selection. NFL, we're going to take Baltimore. Similar to last night, Seattle's defense was desperate. They had hit rock bottom. I think Baltimore's defense is that way. Do I think they're great? No, but I think they're good enough. We love going against Ryan Tannehill. Without his left tackle, Taylor Lewan, since that injury 5 weeks ago, they went from averaging 37 points to averaging 21 points. Ryan Tannehill from 69.9% completion percentage to 56.5, and going from 274 yards per game passing to 189 games passing. It might be also special teams. Justin Tucker, maybe the best kicker in NFL history. Steven Gatkowski, the kicker for Tennessee. He's missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points. Give me Baltimore 34-24.
All right, and the next NFL game?
NFL is going to be, the last one is going to be Indianapolis. Indianapolis, they can play defense. I mean, if you look at sacks and you look at total yards, they're not in the top 2 or 3. But they make a lot of tackles before the sticks. They have the best linebacker maybe in the NFL in Darius Leonard. DeForest Buckner, a nice addition on the defensive line here. Green Bay's only played one good defense, and that was Tampa Bay, and Green Bay was held to 10 points here. And then on offense, what's the secret to beating Green Bay? Run the football. Last year, San Francisco in the playoff game ran all over them. I think with that offensive line, I think Indianapolis controls the game, 34-28 Green Bay.
All right, and what about MMA?
MMA, we're going to go UFC 256, light heavyweight fight, Paul Bearjew Craig. We've gone with this guy before.
And love the Bear
Paul
Jew.
Bearjew Craig of Boston,
the Bear
like
Jew.
The Inglorious Bastards, but yeah. Of Scotland. He's fighting Mauricio Shogun Hua of Brazil in a rematch from a year ago. The last time these two guys fought, Craig, who's much younger, he dominated the beginning of the fight, and he seemed like he was, you know, on his way to win, but for some reason kind of gave up his position. He allowed the MMA legend to sneak back into this fight for a draw. This time, I just think it's going to be different. I think Paul, who's 6 years younger than Hua, who looked well past his prime, I think he's going to be able to close the deal here. I expect a dominant win or a finish this time. Let's go with Paul Bearjew Craig to round out our 5 selections.
There you go. Website is ParamountSports.com. So tonight, though, because I'll be watching, tonight we like UMass getting the points from FAU.
And hold our nose.
And hold our nose. And you do, I didn't write it down. The FIU game in Western Kentucky, we're taking FIU plus
FIU.
The points, right?
Yeah, you predicted a 9-8, Hawk. How can you not remember that?
Fair enough. All right, we'll do it for Solana. There you go. Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports, website ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee. That was a great story, by the way. Great gambling story. That's one that you share with your gambling friends. See you, Lee.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.